This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says officials are trying to restore electricity across the country after recent attacks by Russian forces. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Zelensky said there are still problems with water in 15 regions. He said the situation with electricity is also difficult in almost all regions, but he said Ukraine is gradually moving away from the power blackout with the help of European partners. The European Union on Thursday launched a program called Generators of Hope, in which European cities will donate power generators and transformers to help Ukrainians get through the harsh winter ahead. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Malaysia's new appointed prime minister, Anwar Ibrahim, said on Friday his primary focus would be on the cost of living as he takes office with a slowing economy in a country deeply split after a close election. Speaking at a news conference after reporting for duty at the prime minister's office, Anwar added he would have a smaller cabinet than those of previous administrations. The 75-year-old was sworn in as premier on Thursday. Kenya is facing the prospect of being banned from international athletics because of doping problems that authorities there have say reached quote-unquote crisis levels. A ban by track and field governing body World Athletics would likely have repercussions for several medal contenders at next year's World Championships and the Paris Olympics in 2024. The threat of a ban was conceded by the Kenyan Sports Ministry, and it said it was urging track and field governing body World Athletics, quote-unquote, not to ban Kenya. This is VOA News. An Algerian court sentenced 49 people to death Thursday for the brutal mob killing of a painter who had been suspected of starting devastating wildfires. The man had come to help fight the fires. The 49 people will likely serve life in prison instead because Algeria has a moratorium on executions. The killing last year shocked the country after graphic images were shared on social media. Hundreds of Indonesians prayed out in the open and in the streets on Friday after an earthquake flattened their town in western Java and left nearly 300 of their community dead. A shallow 5.6 magnitude quake hit about 75 kilometers south of the capital, Jakarta, earlier this week. Rescue teams on Friday continued efforts to clear the mud and debris and pull out any victims. About 40 people remain missing, but hopes of finding them alive are slim, the Disaster Mitigation Agency said. Australia will introduce rules to increase transparency in ministerial appointments after an inquiry into secret ministerial appointments by then Prime Minister Scott Morrison found they had corroded public trust in government.
The actions of the former Prime Minister were extraordinary, they were unprecedented, and they were wrong.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Friday, Morrison, who lost power in a general election in May, had secretly accumulated 5 ministerial roles during the coronavirus pandemic: health, finance, treasury, resources, and home affairs. 3 ministers later said they did not know they were sharing power with Morrison. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Cuban counterpart have pledged mutual support over their fellow communist states' quote-unquote core interests. Xi's remarks came in a meeting Friday in Beijing with his Cuban counterpart Miguel Díaz-Canel. Díaz-Canel arrived in China after a visit to Moscow, where he and Russian President Vladimir Putin hailed the, quote, traditional friendship between their sanctions-hit nations. Venezuela's government and opposition are preparing to resume political talks this Saturday in Mexico after a hiatus of more than a year, opening a new chapter that could help pave the way for easing U.S. oil sanctions on the OPEC nation. The talks set to restart on November 26 could alleviate its long-running political and economic crises and open the door for Washington to clear expanded operations in Venezuela by Chevron. I'm Joe Ramsey.